Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year.
What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
It is time to ask the CLO.
We got to march on the Cheetah Lounge.
Yes.
All right, CLO, here we go. This is from Ellen in Waxahachie. Ellen writes, I had a dream about a man from my past, and then I ran into his sister. She said he still talks about me, so I should call him. I called to say hi, and all he talked about was how good the sex was. He wants to see me. Does he only want sex?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Next
yes.
question.
Yes.
And my next question to you is, what was your dream about next?
What was he saying, though, Steve?
I can't. You know. Last time. He can't even. He can't even complete a sentence.
Get it out.
I was thinking about that time you. Great day in the morning.
Then he says, "I want to see you."
Yeah, I want to see you. Where you live now? Yeah. No, girl, keep on going. Keep on stepping.
Yeah, please. All right, moving on to Gino in Lansing. Gino writes, I tried to be romantic by showing up at my girl's job with flowers and chocolate-covered strawberries. I found out she got fired a month ago. She said it's no big deal, but to me, it is because I want a future with her. Is she a big liar? Can I trust her?
Well, you can still have a future with her. She just ain't going to be working. That's all.
See, she said it's no big deal.
Bruh, who said she was a big liar? It's your girlfriend. She didn't tell you she got fired. She didn't tell you that. Maybe she was embarrassed, maybe trying to look for another job, get back on somewhere. Didn't want you to think ill of her. Mm-hmm. You tried to surprise her, now you found out. Now your next move is to have a discussion about it. Yeah. You know, just say, hey, look, what happened? You could have came to me. You know, I'm willing to share these moments with you. I'm not going to leave you because you're not working. Mm-hmm. You know, and then boom, have that conversation. That might not. What did she lie about? She just didn't tell you she got fired.
Why is he so suspicious, though, you think?
I don't know. I'd have lied to you. So you lucky.
What would you have said? I was at lunch when you came by with the flowers and the candy. What?
Oh, what you line? Came to my job? Mm-hmm. Which one?
Oh, you got two.
Oh, you got...
Okay, you got multiple jobs. All right.
Yeah, I just threw him in there. Which one did you come to? Because I wasn't there that day.
I'm busy,
okay.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Okay. But they
same other job. What I said? Hold on, got a call came through. Hello.
Just lying.
Lieber Weinheiser Law Firm. How can I help you?
They said you don't work here anymore.
No, this is not. That's how I'm answering the phone at my other job. That's why I wasn't down there. And I can't be talking to you on this phone right here because these folks would get rid of me. Now, I'm going to have to talk to you later. That's all. I'm quick with mine. You're not gonna get
it. How do you live with yourself? Okay. Moving on to Drika in Camden. Drika writes, I needed a set of snow tires before the winter hit. My husband said he'd get it done eventually. My dad got the tires for me this weekend, and my husband said it wasn't his place to get the tires. It saved us hundreds of dollars, so why is he mad?
Well, it's his daughter. Mm-hmm. It's his daughter. It could snow any day now. He just did it. Man, you ought to just consider it a blessing.
Yeah.
But you know, let me tell you the way we deflect as men.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to take care of this. He don't need the father making him look bad.
Yeah, showing him up.
So now he going to have an attitude with the daddy. It wasn't his place. I'll tell you what. Go on over there and tell her daddy that it wasn't her place, wasn't his place to keep his daughter safe. Go on, tell him.
Oh.
And watch the conversation you finna get. You're going to wish you hadn't went over there.
Yeah, I don't think that would go real well.
That ain't going to go good, dog.
At all.
You ought to do as a man is just say, hey, look, ain't no problem. I was going to pay for the tie. I gave your daddy the money back. I said, hey, man, I appreciate you good looking, but I'm going to take care of your daughter like I promised. Here's your money back. That man will respect you at a highest level you wouldn't even believe. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, question.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, what does that mean?
You can't do that. Something like that you got to do immediately, not eventually.
Right, she asked him for the tires. Winter is coming. He said he'll get it done eventually.
His money wasn't right, he didn't think they needed them right now because winter ain't here. In September, it ain't snowed yet. You know. Now, daddy done bought the tires. Now, we just burning them up. We wearing these tires down on this concrete and asphalt. It ain't no snow.
Boy.
Man, clap back.
We need these tires.
Yes.
Because winter tires, you don't need to drive them in the summer because they ain't going to be of use. You're just going to run the tread down.
That's what he's going to be saying to her. Okay, to his wife. Yeah. All right. All right. Yeah. Eventually. Yeah. Okay. Last one, Steve. This is Brenda in Greenville. Brenda writes, my coworker is a Republican, and she likes to talk about politics when we go to lunch. She said we should be able to have a discussion without anybody getting mad or anything. Listen, I don't like talking to her, so I stopped eating with her. Am I being immature?
No, it's just you don't like to discuss politics while you're eating. It's an unpleasant subject.
Mm-hmm.
But me, I'm down there for it.
Bring it.
So you come on down here. So why are you chewing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to explain to you. I don't like politics.
Uh-huh.
I don't like your party.
Uh-huh.
I don't care for your president.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't have any good feelings about you. Now continue to chew.
You
can't
that.
Do that at work. That's too far.
Yeah.
No, they at lunch. I've never had an appropriate conversation when I was working at lunch ever.
Where, like Ford Motor Company?
Ford Motor Company, Commonwealth Insurance Company, Lincoln Electric. I go to lunch to talk sugar, honey, iced tea. That's why I
really can't talk religion. We can't talk religion either.
Religion and politics, no.
No, because you will find out very quickly that I'm not in the soul-saving business.
Yeah, we can't pray. We can't pray over the lunch.
No, don't come over here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.